This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, this is CliffCentral.com. A very good afternoon, everybody. It is the time for Inspired Youth on Cliff Central. A lovely opportunity for you as somebody who is youth, should we say youthful teenagers, young adults, yes, to get motivated and guided on this lovely show that happens every single Monday between 3 and 4. Brought to you by Pride Factor and CliffCentral.com, combining together to form the Inspired Youth Show. You can follow the show by looking for the hashtag Inspired Youth SA, and we believe we're going to be going live on Facebook as well with one of our guests, and that is Sandile Mkhize. Sandile Mkhize is sitting in studio with us. But before we start anything, because I'm very, very excited, I have to say a massive, massive, massive shout out to the Gauteng Provincial Government, GPG. They're also known as GPG. You can find them on Twitter as Gauteng Province. They are very much involved in the annual Youth Month Expo that's running from the 9th to the 17th of June at Nasrec Expo Center. At the Nasrec Expo Center, and all are welcome. It's going to be free, and this is with Pride Factor. Pride Factor, we are going crazy. We are very excited. In fact, we wish there were a couple of more days left in this month, because we want to plan so many more things, because we are expecting over 100,000 people. There's going to be entertainment galore, career advice, exhibitors. Can I say exhibit? I can't say the word exhibitors when I speak, but hey, over 200 exhibitors. There's going to be talks, movies. It's going to be the biggest youth celebration in the country. So a massive thank you again to the Gauteng Provincial Government for being so proactive and being amazing to work with as they continue to lead by example, which is what we like to do here on Inspired a Youth Show on Cliff Central. It happens every Monday between 3 and 4. My name is Sunil. Thank you very much for listening in. And we're in studio right now. We have got a very, very nice guest who's got his arm in the air because he's holding his phone up to go live on Facebook. His name is Sandile Mkhize. A very good afternoon, Sandile. Thank you very much for joining us here on Cliff Central and also the Inspired Youth Show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, man.
Yeah, I know. Is your arm going to get tired, I think?
No, absolutely not. I've been training.
His arms are bigger than my legs, so that, you know, this guy, you don't mess with him. Now, Sandile, tell us a little bit about you. I mean, before we started the show, we're going to be completely candid and tell everybody that even though you sound extremely sexy on the microphone, and that what they don't know is that you are wheelchair bound. Tell us the story behind Sandile Mkhize.
All right. Well, unfortunately, in 2013, I was involved in a motorcycle accident, which left me paralyzed from the chest down. So I'm a T5 complete paraplegic, which means I have no feel or function from the nipple line down.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, collectively as well, I spent about 2.5 years in hospital. Since 2015, I've been trying to make sense of my life and trying to progress wherever I can.
And your arms are still, your biceps are still bigger than any other guys that I know out there.
If I can't have a six-pack, at least get the gun show going.
There we go, exactly. Okay, so Sandile is a really inspirational person. He's also spoken at 3 different Pride Factor events. Tell us about that experience. How was it?
Well, just to maybe bring it back a little bit, right after my accident, I had to deal with my anxiety and depression issues. Where I actually didn't want to go into public spaces. I didn't enjoy being around people until I actually met somebody who has now become family, which is our CEO, which is Nicole Andley. And she actually introduced me to the guys as well from Pride Factor. And we linked up. They asked us to get involved. And then after a couple of conversations, I had the opportunity to speak at the events. And it's been happening ever since.
Oh wow! Okay, so you attended three of the events already. You've spoken at 3 of the events already. Tell me more about the way the crowd responded to you. Like, what do they say when you finish speaking?
It's a very surreal thing from somebody in my position, in a sense that I really didn't think I'd inspire people. I didn't think that, you know, people would come to me and say, "Hey, man, thank you for your story," type of thing. But having, you know, young teenagers to say, you know what, hey man, we're going through our issues, whether it's school, whether it's being misunderstood or anything, they're able to relate with the hardships that I've been through.
Yes.
Which was very humbling at first. And it also made me realize the importance of being able to communicate my story effectively and being able to communicate being bigger than our struggles, not only to teenagers, but to whoever I meet. So that's probably been the most humbling and the most educational thing.
Yeah, because for the past 5 years, your entire life has changed. I mean, and so that's a very good story you can tell. What's lovely for everybody who's listening is that you're going to get an opportunity to meet Sandile. And that's going to be at those youth events that are going to be happening from the 9th to the 17th of June at Nasrec Expo Center. How awesome is it that the Gauteng Provincial Government have jumped on board?
No, they've. It's awesome that they've been able to give that platform throughout the years as well.
Yes.
And also to open up the conversation in the sense of accepting the responsibility on their end that in some instances they have fallen short in terms of making everything accessible for everybody. So the mere fact that they're willing to have the conversation about persons with disabilities and how we can improve schools, how we can improve lives of everybody,
yes,
which is very, very awesome. And it's nice to see a proactive approach compared to the reactive approach we've had in the past.
I mean, they have the Gauteng Provincial Government are having this annual Youth Month Expo from the 9th to the 17th of June at Nasrec, as I've been mentioning, like over and over. It's just so exciting. And that combined with the pride factor and shows like the Inspired Youth are going to help people grow and beyond their wildest expectations. I mean, with speakers like you that are going to be there, I mean, 100,000 people expected, which means we could have a lot more. How amped are you for this?
I'm nervous, as always, but I mean, you know, I see it as an opportunity, and an opportunity not only for me to grow, but for me to try to hopefully communicate how my story can make someone's life a little bit easier.
Yes.
That's honestly all I care about. And, you know, and one of the main shockers of these events is people always are confused when I say, I'm actually not your motivation. I'm not here to actually inspire you. I'm just here to communicate the fact that you need to deal with what you're going through and understand the importance of being self-reliant.
Yes.
Because even if you come to this event, you get fired up because it is an amazing event, but you still have to go home and you still have to execute after that. So my job is to highlight that importance as well.
Inspirational man already. Only 9 minutes into the Inspired Youth Show on Cliff Central and I'm feeling inspired already. Like really inspired. Give us your Twitter handle there so people can start following you.
Okay, on Twitter I am Sandi, but it's spelled with an X and two I's, so it's SXNDIIE. And you'll just see Sandile Mkhize over there.
So I suggest you search for Sandile Mkhize because, well, there were lots of different X's and I's in there that I'm confused right now.
I'm trying to hide away from a few people. That's why it's so confusing.
You know, it's hard when you're such a great speaker and you motivate so many people. They all want to grab you and stuff like that. Now, let's speak about this organization. Now, it's called One Chance at Life.
This is
cool. OCAL. Now, you can find out more about, is it OCAL or OCAL?
OCAL.
Okay, right. OCAL. So you can also go to OCALglobal.com. They've got a lovely website. But since we've got you in studio right now, tell us more about what they are.
Well, how my relationship actually started with OCAL was, as I was mentioning earlier on with my anxiety and depression issues, I did my first Wings for Life World Run, which is a public race that raises money for spinal cord research. And that's when I bumped into the crew and I bumped into our CEO. After bumping into them in 2016, we ended up working a month later at the Joburg event. And
then they loved you so much, they said, you cannot go.
Something to that effect, yes. Okay. But I also, like, our goals were aligned. So I also wanted to get into the nonprofit space. However, already had two guys that were really passionate and moving forward, Nicolene and Annalyn. We ended up joining forces, and what we do is we deal with accessibility issues and we do epic stuff wherever we can. So, for example, the guys actually on Thursday are about to run and hand cycle from Tshwane to Cape Town over 10 days. And something epic, our last project was we were able to bring beach access to Oshaka Beach in Durban, which is the first in the country. All we're trying to do is just to make the world as accessible as possible for persons with disabilities, to highlight the fact that everybody is differently abled and nobody's necessarily limited to their condition.
I like that, differently abled.
Yeah, it's not necessarily to only speak about like persons with disabilities, but it's the mere fact that everybody is differently abled in the sense that everybody has their struggles, everybody has their strength. However, if we're able to focus and find synergy within that, we'll be able to do things that people wouldn't think is possible.
Yes.
So with this run, the Journey for Change that the guys are doing, I mean, they've got three athletes who are differently abled, who have disabilities, and the rest are able-bodied runners. Mm-hmm. So the mere fact that you've got an entire team who has everything going, they're able to find a common ground and to help each other and pick up the weight wherever they can.
Yes.
And it's awesome. And I mean, if anybody wants to get involved, they can find us on the website at ocalglobal.com. If people want to find out more about the journey, they can hit us up on social media. And that's what we do.
So tell us more about that campaign, because I'm picturing, well, it's very cold in Gauteng at the moment. So when is it starting? And you said they're running from Tshwane to Cape Town.
This is correct. Yeah. It's actually a wonderful journey. I was very fortunate to do it last year.
Oh, you did do it. Okay.
Yeah.
You survived.
Yes. But last year we started off in Cape Town and we ended off here in Tshwane. But this year it's going to be the other way around.
Okay.
I think the downhill is a little bit more appealing to the guys. So that's why I decided to do that. But the route that we take as well is they'll be starting in Tshwane, they'll be heading up to the Namibian border and then shooting down. So through the Karoo, through the Northern Cape. The reason why we're actually doing this journey. So last year what we did was we did it for a special needs school in Cape Town in Guguletu. Mm. We raised money for them. I mean, these kids are amazing. I've had the opportunity as well to speak there and also to shoot a couple of ads with them as well. These kids are awesome. And this year, the money that we're going to be raising is for kids that we've profiled in the Northern Cape, where it's... for lack of a better term, it's a really scary situation.
Okay.
The resources really aren't there, or it's not getting to the people. And you have families and kids who are really, really struggling. For example, I'm here in studio. I'm able to sit. I'm here to talk to you. But how would I be able to do this if I don't have something as simple as a wheelchair? Forget a fancy wheelchair. Forget something that looks pretty. Just something that's functional. Don't get me wrong, swag is important. So the good wheelchairs.
Swag is very important.
So good wheelchairs, you know, we got to get those ones. But, you know, when kids just don't have wheelchairs to start with, that's it's a really, really scary situation. And we are looking to work closer with government as well to try to solve these problems. Because to put it plain and simply, I mean, it's not the 70s anymore, you know?
Yes.
It's 2018. We got to do better for society and we can't leave people behind. That's what we're doing it this year. We hope that we're able to shed some light on these kids' situation, and we hope to give them as much support as we can.
Yes.
Which is only the starting point, which eventually will evolve into better support through government organizations and through government channels as well.
Yes. Like the Gauteng provincial government, who have been jumping on board for the annual Youth Month Expo from the 9th to 17th of June. I'm so glad that Pride Factors are part of this. It's gonna be amazing, and people are gonna meet you, which is wonderful as well. Let's just go right back. You said it's called the Journey for Change, right?
Yes.
And that's gonna happen on Thursday, from Thursday.
For sure. That happens on Thursday. So we'll be leaving from one of our sponsors' shops. Total Sports is actually one of our sponsors that jumped on board this year.
Oh, lovely.
Puma South Africa has been great. So we're going to end off, we're going to leave at one of the shops in Tshwane. All of the details are on the website and also on our social media. The guys keep moving.
So take us back now to the day that you did this journey for change.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind? How was the experience? And what kind of mindset you have to be part of this? I mean, when you're going along, you're meeting people along the way. Tell us more about the actual feeling inside when you're doing it. And how cold was it?
Oh, I was part of the night crew.
It got really cold
in the crew. I think the journey has different stages.
Yes.
So,
like everybody's life.
Hey, poet, my man.
Oh, here we go.
A man after my own heart.
There we go.
So in the beginning of the race, you're still like extremely excited about, oh my gosh, we're leaving, it's happening. And it only kicks in about 8 hours into the journey that, okay, this is happening.
Yes.
You get quite excited, you know, day one, day two, day three, day four. And then from about day five, it gets real. Because keep into account, on average, everybody's running or cycling about 10, 15 kilometers a day.
Mm.
So... injuries happen, people get sore, people get tired as well, so you end up picking up slack. Sometimes people had to run 30Ks a day. So to do that every single day, it starts to take a toll on the body. And
yes.
I would say from the fifth day, as much as it's physically challenging, that's where the mental strain comes in.
Mm.
However, it is a lot easier to go and do the journey when you have good people with you. I think that was my saving grace, because this was also my first long trip post accident. I've never traveled as far of a distance or been on my own.
What was it, a goal that you set to do this? Or
oh yeah, definitely. I mean, take into account, when my accident happened, I had to reinvent myself. And when I say reinvent myself, I'm talking about everything. I had to learn to dress myself. I had to learn to go to the bathroom. All of these things. Learn to wash. So this the journey last year was the first time I was away from my support structures for such a long period of time. So I had to learn to be self-sufficient for those days. And I mean, I was very fortunate that the team I was with was awesome. They made sure I was good. And yeah, it's... One thing I will say, I really, really hope, because, you know, we do open up slots for, you know, if people want to get involved, they can join the journey, whether it's next year or the year after. But I honestly wish as many people could experience traveling the country at about 10Ks an hour. 15Ks. It's so beautiful to see, to have an opportunity to look at everything like 3 or 4 times. I saw giraffes in the Northern Cape. I was like, we have giraffes here? What? We saw camels. We were like, what is going on?
It's eye-opening.
It's eye-opening, yeah. And you'll realize that, you know, you don't have to go overseas to catch real beauty sometimes. So yeah, I really hope that if anybody does want to get the opportunity to do that, hopefully as well we could expand the program where we'd be able to get more people involved to run instead of the 12 athletes. That would be great too. But I guess the most important thing is to never lose focus of why we're actually doing it. And I mean, if we can exchange a beautiful experience to help other people directly, I think that's a win-win. That's the way to go.
Exactly. It is definitely a win-win. This is CliffCentral.com. It is the Inspired Youth Show, brought to you by Pride Factor and Cliff Central. We're going to be taking a quick break. We're going to be coming back with Sandile Mkhize, who is a wheelchair-bound guy that has arms so big for me. I'm going to hide them away. I saw the arm. Hide your guns. What did you say about the six-pack earlier?
If I can't have a six-pack, I might as well keep the gun show going.
Ah, you'll see. I love this guy. All right. So we're going to play some music, and we'll come back in about, I'll just say 15 minutes, 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes. I can't do the maths on so many seconds. Okay. This is the Inspired Youth Show. My name is Sunil. Thank you very much for listening. Coming back shortly with Sandile
Mkhize. This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, this is CliffCentral.com. That is Sunil, musician, and Something Soweto with Akanamali. I like that song, but I don't like the Akanamali part because you don't like to not have money. Am I right? All right, so in studio here on the Inspired Youth Show, it happens every single Monday between 3 and 4. It's a partnership between Pride Factor and CliffCentral.com, and not just the partnership, an awesome, awesome partnership that is working really well and people are loving it. We're inspiring, and though it's called the Inspired Youth Show, I saw on social media the other day there was a 60 plus guy that says, I'm still also inspired, and he said he wants to be young as well. We've got two more people in studio, and I'm going to introduce you to them in a moment. We were chatting to Sandile Mkhize. He's still here. Sandile's got the biggest arms I have seen in a long time. And the one lady in studio has now just looked at his arms. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Just tell her what you said about the six pack earlier.
Well, I said I accept the fact that I'm not going to get a six pack anymore because of my condition and my paraplegic status. However, I mean, hey, if the gun show can keep going, why not?
Yeah, you see the smile on the face over there.
Let me drink water.
Yeah, I already picked up the bottle of water. So we are very, very grateful for the Gauteng Provincial Government's annual Youth Month Expo that's happening from 9th to 17th of June at Nasrec Expo Center. Now, people can really look forward to meeting Sandile there. I mean, he's spoken at 3 different events, but he's going to be there, and he's highly inspirational. And there will be lots of celebrities and mentors at the upcoming Inspired Youth events at this year's Gauteng Provincial Government's annual Youth Month Expo. And as mentioned, that's happening from the 9th to the 17th of June at Nasrec Expo Center. Every single one of us, every single one of you are all welcome. It is a free event. No catches, Baba. It's free. Free, free. 10 days, and they're expecting over 100,000 people. And obviously that number is going to increase as we continue over the next month. Lots of different opportunities. There's entertainment, career advice, over 200 exhibitors. There, I got the word right. I was struggling with the word exhibitors earlier. 200 exhibitors. There'll be talks by people like Sandile, movies, etc., etc. It's going to be the biggest youth celebration in the country. And from my personal opinion, I think it's going to be one of the biggest youth celebrations around the world. That's how I feel about this event. And so we'd just like to say thank you again to the Gauteng provincial government for being so proactive. We were speaking about this earlier, how nice it is the government is jumping on board. Amazing work as they continue to lead by example. Anyone wanting to attend or join, exhibit or even promote, you can find out more info by emailing at info@pridefactor.co.za. Youth Month, absolutely amazing. It's around the corner. Now, we know back in the day when I was younger, not that I'm old, but we celebrated Youth Month for many different reasons. And I'm extremely inspired and very excited that Pride Factor and also the Gauteng Provincial Government are working together on this Youth Month Expo, because there's so many more things to celebrate as a young person these days. Now, something which rhymes with the word celebrate is activate. And now there we've got two representatives that are in studio with us right now, Mzwandile and Pepi Sile. Hello, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
He's so excited to be here.
I can see one of you are more excited now that, you know, Sandile showed his arms, but that's okay. We know which one that is. So tell us a little bit more about Activate. Apparently, you're doing some amazing things around the country, and you've been doing this for many, many years. So let's speak about Activate. Let's start with you, Mzwandile.
Sure. Activate is a youth leadership training development program. Mm-hmm. So we have about 2,500 young people across the country driving change. So we push innovation, and then what we do is we find young people who could be from any background. Mm-hmm. So we try and ensure that we connect them to each other and connect them to resources. So we recruit young people from a person with a PhD to a guy with just matric. So it could be a guy from Tuba in KZN and a guy here in Gauteng. So what's the intention is to create an unlikely network. So any gender, any sex, any religion, any political party, those young people, the aim is how can they create a South Africa that we want?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Amazing. Oh, that's pretty cool, eh?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Sandile, what do you think about this?
Hey, that's amazing. I'm busy listening. I'm just like, okay. I need to step my game up. You guys are doing some really good work. That's amazing. Yeah.
All right. And so tell us about how you connect these people. It's obviously, I can hear it's a very good networking platform. Mm-hmm. So you're doing some really good stuff, connecting people from all over the country. What kind of role does social media, for example, play in this? And how do you connect the people?
So what we've done, so Activate started in 2012. Mm-hmm. So it was a residential training program. So they'll get young people from across the country to three training nodes, which is KZN, here in Gauteng, and then in Western Cape. And then you'd be passed through. It's a fully paid leadership training program where we'd focus on self-mastery, self-leadership, and then how can you hold government accountable? How can you be innovative in starting up your own initiative? And then now there's 2,500 of us. We're training about 1,000 this year. So the intention in terms of connectivity, we are on social media. Mm. And then what we've done, which is very innovative, we have what we call a WhatsApp webinar. Mm. So we've created WhatsApp groups. So presently, if I'm in 9 groups, I can be in the pulse of what's happening in Northwest, what's happening in KZN, in particularly in different sectors. So other young people are in entrepreneurship, others are focusing on education, others are focusing on health. So I can basically ask any young person what they feel should happen in the country, and I can get a response from across the country.
That's a lot of data.
Yeah,
we have Wi-Fi.
Okay, so Pepi C, let's speak to you a little bit over here. I believe that something really important, that you are joining us for the first ever Pride Factor Academy, where the members launched this week. Mm-hmm. What kind of role do you think you guys with Pride Factor are going to form for the youth to keep them motivated to do these kind of networking things?
So basically with Pride Factor, we are joining them as two things, as a partner with Activate, mm-hmm. and having Activators taking part in their program, their training program. So basically
20 Activators from all 9 provinces.
Yes.
I got my facts.
So basically it's an add-on to the Activate Change Drivers program, mm-hmm. where we're trying to equip young people to drive change. So that the Pride Factor platform does that very well, in that it's more or less an addition or an amplifier to the work that Activate already does.
That online academy, mm-hmm. Pepi Sile, is amazing, right? I mean, there's the content, the lessons, the social media interaction. It's just up our street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is quite interesting, especially for an activator like myself. I joined the network in 2016, and going through the modules that Mzandile was talking about, it allowed me to actually find the person I am and also explore my strengths and find that a way and you know, supports basically structure what I want to do and how I want to impact communities. So it's not everyone that has the privileges to come to Gauteng or to the nodal areas that Activate currently, you know, carries out its training. And but now if we could take this a step higher and make it online and make it more accessible to other young people. So you just you can just go on your phone, if your phone can go on an internet, and actually get a program that's actually going to help you structure and think differently. So for me, the program is very transformational. As it stands, I've been able to start my own brand. It's a lifestyle brand, where I seek to celebrate and empower young African women. And I also wanna propel them into entrepreneurship. So how the training has helped me, it has provided me with different tools I need to actually make it happen, and also support me as it goes beyond training. What activity is it? It goes it takes you through a journey, and they support you to basically get to a point where you need to be. And so I think having that a replica of that online, where more than the number of young people in the network can have access to, is actually mind-blowing. Then it eliminates factors like, you know, transportation, additional costs, and whatever the case may be. So
All we need now is data must fall.
True.
Most definitely.
Yes.
And so I really look forward to other young people having access to this. It's actually going to impact them and help them in a very, you know, major way.
All right. So if you've just tuned in, we are chatting to three very, very influential and important people right now for the youth in South Africa. And this is CliffCentral.com. It is the Inspired Youth Show. You can follow us by looking for the hashtag Inspired Youth SA. And you can connect with us also on all the social media platforms at Inspired Youth SA. And this is a combination of a lovely partnership between Pride Factor and CliffCentral.com, which I think is amazing, giving us this platform every Monday between 3 and 4. We've been just heard the voice of Pepe Sile. She is from one of the representatives from Activate. And you can find out more about Activate by going to their website. It is www.activateleadership.co.za. And online platforms, so like social media, it's all Activate.za. So we got three very important people here. We got the lovely Gauteng Provincial Government Annual Youth Month Expo that happened from the 9th to the 17th of June. What kind of role do you think the youth are playing in an event like this when they look up to people like Mzandile? I mean, because, you know, it's about going to the event, yes, but how do we get that message? I'm thinking now, I'm just starting to think about, you guys want to connect people, you want to network with people. So you got these 100,000 people that are going to be going to this expo, but you got another 300,000 people that cannot go to the expo. So how does Activate come in there?
So what I've done last year, I participated in the expo as well. So what we normally do is when we bring activators to a space, it's we're saying you have a responsibility to then go and teach others.
Okay.
So what we do is we will then support some of them who are going to attend in their own provinces, because what we do is taking a rural child here in Gauteng and then saying to them, whatever you've learned here, go and teach others. So even we are coming from a peri-urban area, still in Gauteng, you will encounter other young people. So it's almost we find young people who are change drivers. So what we're saying to them is, come through, learn more, and then go and teach others.
Yes. Now, you say you've learn something and then teach other people. And we were speaking to Mzandile earlier, and how you were saying you didn't expect to be a motivator or a speaker.
True.
By the way, you can all meet him at the expo. He's going to be there, like, you know, that's how he rolls. With his guns sticking out from his arms. Yeah. So you know, we were speaking about how he didn't expect to be a motivator and inspirational speaker. So how do you get the message across to help the youth understand that they need to follow through?
Yeah.
Because, yes, I can go tell anybody. I can go tell anybody, hey, I'm teaching you to do this, go and show somebody else. So what kind of checks and balances are there that you are making sure that they actually follow through?
Okay, so what we've done...
Pepisile, you're allowed to speak as well.
Okay,
your mic is on all the time.
Yeah, because they'll say patriarch.
Exactly.
So basically what we have done is that we know there are guys even before they join Activate or Pride Factor, they are already driving change in their own communities.
Okay.
So we're trying to plug them in. So what we believe in Activate is that young people already know what is missing, already are innovative, so they're just waiting for the right opportunity. So it's about us bringing that opportunity to them. So, and something which happened to me is, whatever difficulty you experience as a person, sometimes that's an opportunity for you to do something good. Sometimes that trial or tribulation will reveal the opportunity and the blessing you might be for others.
Okay, so now the reason I asked that is because, you know, that they, as I said, there are lots of people out there who go to these things, they get inspired by Sandile, and he can say what he wants until he's blue in the face. He's the kind of person that will follow through.
How
are we converting the mindsets?
If I could just plug in the
good idea.
So I'll just talk about my personal experience.
Yes. Because you are an activator.
I'm very creative. I have a lot of ideas and whatever the case may be. So what the program helps you to do is helps you focus your ideas and channel your energies in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So they take what you already know and what you want to achieve and then what you want to implement in your communities, and they give you the tools to basically help you do that. What I like about Activate is that they know that you have capacity.
Okay.
You know what has to be done and how it has to be done. So what they then do is just help connect you to additional support and resources that allow you to do that. For instance, what's my organization, Hedjuks and Gear. I didn't have access to office space. I didn't have access to internet. And right now we have what we have called stations, where young people around the country are part of the network and actually create stations. And
amazing.
Activate gives them. They then support them with resources like your office equipment, Wi-Fi, internet, PCs. Then other young people can then come into those spaces and use those spaces to basically implement whatever is that they want to put together. So they know that you're already capable. They're just taking you a step higher, a level higher, to allow you to do that. So through the network, I've been exposed to a lot more opportunities. I was able to get funding from the GEP. I just recently got onto the Google Africa.
They use Audacity scholarship.
Yeah. Lovely, lovely.
Audacity scholarship. So they already know that you have power and potential. They just help you harness it.
You guys are helping enable. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing. You're enabling people, you're enabling the youth to be able to not just see a vision, but to act on the actual vision.
Yes.
Activating it.
True.
That's it. There we go. Sandile, what do you think of them?
Amazing. I'm actually just listening to everything that you guys are saying, and it's very practical to sort of create these stations, as you were mentioning, that gives people access to these resources. I've got a couple of questions for you guys, like in the sense of in terms of your online space, like has like Vodacom or any of these guys reached out to make sure that kids, for example, in rural communities don't have to necessarily spend money on data to access these resources, because it could be an opportunity for them to get involved and to actually change, you know. But yeah, I mean, hey, you guys are really doing some awesome stuff. That's dope, man. Another question, do you guys find it difficult as well to, like, maybe incorporate as well, like, kids with disabilities in certain communities? Because I know transport sometimes is an issue for them to even find out about you guys or anything like that. Do you guys maybe might have avenues that makes it accessible for them as well?
So what we've done, we are for inclusivity. So it is a challenge in getting young people with disabilities or living with disabilities, but we hosted a men's summit where we invited DEFSA, where we brought in.
Okay.
So we are trying to make the space more friendly, and then we also had last year a partially blind participant. So we are trying to make the content more relevant in that sense. But you say,
you know what Sandile is doing right now, right? He's trying to wing his way into work with Activate.
He's
a businessman. I like it. You can high five me. There's a platform for him. That's what I'm saying.
But here's the thing, though. It's so refreshing to meet organizations where persons with disabilities aren't an afterthought. It's something that you guys are doing from the get-go. It's part of your whole program.
Exactly.
And that's brilliant. Amazing. That's brilliant. Awesome. Yeah. That's how it's supposed to be.
All right, guys, I think we should take another musical break quickly because Pepe Sile is not speaking at all. So we're going to put a firecracker under that bum and get it. This is CliffCentral.com, the Inspired Youth Show. My name is Sunil. This show happens every Monday between 3 and 4. A lovely platform. We're going to be coming back straight after this. It is a song by Drake, which I love.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, CliffCentral.com. This is the Inspired Youth Show. My name is Sunil, and in studio, I've got three people. Well, four. There's a gentleman here. He's pushing the buttons, but we won't. He's a great guy. Let's give him a round of applause. Yay! Making us sound awesome and stuff. So, before I carry on, we've been speaking a lot about inspiring youth. We've been speaking a lot about this event, the Youth Month Expo, which is happening. The Gauteng Provincial Government's annual Youth Month Expo is happening from the 9th to the 17th of June at Nasrec Expo Center. It is free event, 10 days, over 100,000 people, and it's going to be so much fun. And Gauteng Provincial Government, thank you for being so awesome. There's going to be career advice, opportunities galore, and exhibitors. There are going to be there over 200 exhibitors, talks by people like Sandile, who is in studio with us now. You can meet him. He's awesome. When you shake his hand, feel his biceps. We are going on and on about how big his arms are. Okay, and then we've also got two representatives here from Activate. Now, Activate, they are a leadership program. They help network people from all over the country, making sure that we are growing the youth and changing the mindsets of the youth as well, so they can have lots of people involved in growing each other. Now, but more importantly, they are joining us as the first ever Pride Factor Academy members, which launched this week. Oh, yeah. And 20 activators from all 9 provinces will be testing the online academy content. And that's lessons, social media interaction, and it's a Mahala loyalty program as all Pride Factor members, whereby members actually earn while they learn. How cool is that? You earn while you learn, man. That's really cool.
Sure.
Yeah, so Mzwandile, he's trying to get the camera ready there for the Facebook video, and I think he's got it. Oh, yeah, look at him. He's live on Facebook. And that is how we do. We like to go live and do things like this. But, you know, it's almost time for us to believe that. But Pepe Sile, you wanted to speak to us a little bit out there.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about this program and actually joining it because I think it's going to take me a step higher in terms of what I want to do. I'm passionate about young women and basically equipping them to basically hone their talents, find their beauty, and then share that with, you know, our continent and embrace it. So, for instance, the program Activate has allowed me to lay the foundation for my brand, which is called Head Dukes and Gear. As I said,
say that again.
Head Dukes and Gear.
Head Dukes and Gear.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what we basically seek to do is to appreciate and celebrate the beauty and power of a young black woman, an African woman, and also propel her into entrepreneurship. So, what I then do is we sell fashion items from head wraps to jackets to ponchos and whatever the case may be.
You've created yourself a business. That's what
you've done. Yes. And then the young women in my network actually get to distribute for the brand. So if you distribute for the brand, you also earn a commission. So think Avon, think Tupperware. That's the model I'm following. And then they also get to model for the brand. So if you go onto my pages, you'll see that all the content I've created is actually young women just like myself. Ordinary, tall, you know, dark, short, different shapes and forms of beauty. Then what I'm trying to do is basically expose them to entrepreneurship and the benefits that come to that, because I think once you are entrepreneurial, you approach life in a different way.
Absolutely.
And I think it's important for young women to also go into business. I've seen a lot of emerging brands in Soweto where I come from, but they mostly male speared, and I want young women to also start exploring their talents and start believing in themselves and exploring ways of making money for themselves as opposed to depending on others to do that for themselves.
Absolutely.
So if you are interested in basically in exploring your beauty, modeling for the brand, and also getting to make some more money for yourself and exploring entrepreneurship, you can just get a hold of me. It's called Head Dukes and Gear, so you can find me on social media.
That's awesome.
I want to work with young women.
That's lovely. Yeah. Now, you see what you're doing there is you're following through, you're working with other young women, you're not keeping all this knowledge to yourself, which is what Activate is also about, as you mentioned earlier. And Sandile, I think at one point we were all nodding our heads there. All the guys are nodding their heads towards you. And something which you spoke about very much earlier in the show, Sandile, is about how you when you did the journey.
Yep.
the Journey for Change.
Yeah, yep.
And you had the first time you left the support structure behind.
Yep.
Now you can hear that when you got this young woman coming on board with you, Pepi Sile, you got the support structure that's there. How important do you guys think a support structure is in today's times?
Very, very important. Simply because of also understand the generation that has come about now. So everybody is sort of like has no attention span. That's number one. And number two,
sorry, what are you speaking about?
We're talking about how support structures are.
Oh, sorry, I had no attention span.
Oh,
really?
I really fell for that. Shame on me, actually. Shame on me. But also, I mean, as much as we can leverage social media with our businesses and so forth, social media also does sort of fine-tune us and trains us to be accustomed to instant gratification.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes the moment people get one no, or they get the door closed on them just once, their worlds fall apart, which shouldn't be the case. So when you have support structures in place that not only remind you but can also, you know, drag you when you don't want to get out of bed, to say, hey man, don't forget the hustle, don't forget the vision, don't forget the focus, and keep moving.
Support structure. And what do you say?
I think it also helps you with accountability as well, because when you're on your own, it's so easy to say I'm gonna do this and then not follow up and then not do it, because with the program it's always it's a journey they take with you, especially with Activate, from the very beginning, where they teach you to be a leader to yourself and then be a leader to other people. Have a plan, plan it and execute, and basically derive results. So the one thing they also teach us in Activate is that you failure is part of a journey, it's part of progression. So you need to go through failure and need to learn through, from it, and then pivot and create something that actually works for you. So for instance with my brand, I only did head wraps, and head wraps were not moving. Now I'm fully fleshed going into fashion.
You innovate.
Basically. And now I'm starting to gain traction, and I'm starting to attract a lot of young women who actually want to model for me and be part of my brand. Just recently, yesterday, I got someone inboxing me like, hey, can I please model for your brand? I like what you're doing.
And that is amazing, because that means the message is getting out there. People are speaking, people are talking and networking, which is very important. True. Also to Activate. Now, Mzwandile, you said something about launching the Big Five. There's something happening. I was like, there's lions, right?
No, there's no Shamba. So what we're doing is Activate, we're launching the Big Five, which are the main big sectors where our activators are involved in, which is health, literacy, interconnectedness, youth active citizenry, and youth economic participation. So on the 25th, which is Africa Day this month, we'll be launching those Big Five. So we're mainly looking for partners who can work with young people across the country. So could be people in government, other NGOs, corporates, who want to help us create the kind of South Africa we want.
All right, awesome. Right, so we're coming down to the end of our show today. This is the Inspired Youth Show on cliffcentral.com, a partnership between Pride Factor and also cliffcentral.com. Closing words, 10 seconds, Sandile. Just make it 15 seconds.
15 seconds, okay. Huge shout out to my colleagues and the team members for the Oakville Global Journey for Change this year. I wish you guys luck. It is going to be quite heavy. Also, a huge shout out to Cliff Central. Huge shout outs to our partners and sponsors, Total Sports, XSV Laboratories for the fuel, you know, training up to the
and
event.
The Gauteng Provincial Government.
And the Gauteng Provincial Government, including Tshwane as well, that is making leaving Tshwane quite easy for us, you know. So shout out to everybody there. And we're glad people are putting their money where their mouths are.
You can connect with Oko at okoglobal.com and Zondile, Activate.
So we are on activateleadership.co.za. If you want to find out more, you can then go to our offices in Cape Town, Durban, and KZN. So anywhere you want to find young people driving change, youth opinion, we are the go-to place.
Pepi Sile.
I want to say is basically, if you're young and you want to make something out there, the world is waiting for you. Go after it. It may be scary as hell, but it's still worth it to pursue it. I've done it. I've been scared. and I'm making it happen. So I dare you, I challenge you to basically activate your mind, activate your community, and create the change that this country needs to see. So yeah,
activate your mind, activate your community, activate your life.
Sure.
Wow, man,
that's a line.
Now look
there.
At that. I'm like, so I should patent that one, you know?
Yeah, that's a line.
This is CliffCentral.com, the Inspired Youth Show. It happens every single Monday, 3 to 4. Before we do end off, it's going to be absolutely amazing. The Youth Month Expo, Gauteng Provincial Government Annual Youth Month Expo, from the 9th to the 17th of June at Nasrec Expo Center. You can find out more on pridefactor.co.za. This is what happens when you get too excited. Free event. It's going to be amazing. Thank you all for coming in today. It's been a really great meeting with you and chatting to you, and all the best for the rest of this month and also the Youth Expo.
Yay.
Thanks
for sure. Thanks for having us.
This is CliffCentral.com.